Hi, this is Jovi.
This is Charlie.
And you're listening to
Bed Crime Stories. This is a weekly true crime podcast where we pour ourselves a drink and take turns telling each other the stories that keep us up at night.
Or true crime headlines that keep us up at night.
True crime headlines that keep us up at night.
Yeah.
So, Jovi, you drinking your water?
I am drinking my water.
I'm drinking a disgusting sugary beverage from Taco Bell that tastes gross, but I keep drinking it.
And she really is, ladies and gentlemen. She really is. And it's funny because every time she picks it up, she'll take a sip and then her face will just do the blah, blah, blah.
It's so sugary. And I don't drink. I was telling this to Joe before we log on, I don't drink like sodas or really super sugary drinks. Like, I don't put sugar in my coffee. Like, I don't like super sweet things. I don't even really have a sweet tooth. Like, I have to be on my period to want chocolate or sweets. Like, I am a salty, savory kind of gal. But I've been on this kick lately where I've been drinking Sprite because I don't know. I love Sprite and I like when Sprite's like really crispy, you know, when you get a really crispy carbonated Sprite, you know? Well, I order Taco Bell and I ordered a Starry, which is new. They got rid of Sierra Mist.
Oh,
and okay. Replaced it with Starry because Sierra Mist was supposed to be like the answer to Sprite for Pepsi products, but it wasn't as good. Like,
no,
it didn't taste the same. Mm-mm. It was more Mountain Dew-esque.
Yes, it was. Agreed.
And I hate Mountain Dew.
Because it's gross.
But it's disgusting. Mm. Talk about pure sugar. It's like carbonated green sugar. It's disgusting. But so nobody ever bought Sierra Mist. So they wound up getting rid of it very recently and replaced it with Starry. Starry is like basically Sprite dupe.
Okay.
So I ordered it with a Starry, but they gave me this bright pink concoction. I think it's a high C. I don't know. I never even drank fruit punch when I was a kid.
So maybe it is fruit punch and you just don't know what it is. Is it carbonated or no?
It's not carbonated.
So maybe it is fruit punch.
Ugh. I was the kid that, like, when you would get the juice boxes, I wouldn't drink the juice. I would drink the iced tea.
Okay.
Because they used to have, like, iced tea in a tiny box.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or the orange cooler. The only exception was Ecto cooler.
Well, yes, because Ecto cooler.
Because we are children of the 80s and it's an Ecto cooler.
Yes.
But yeah. All that to say, I'm not drinking alcohol. Though this would be really good with vodka in it.
Fair. I mean, vodka makes everything better. Let's be serious. Let's be serious. Speaking of vodka, though, this is like when I had gone on the cruise in March. I'm telling the audience because you know the story already.
Okay, I know this already, guys. I'm just sitting back waiting for your response.
We had asked Charlie if she'd give us a ride to port since we were leaving out of Tampa.
So, I did do that.
So she did. And I told her that I was going to get her a bottle of Grey Goose since that's her favorite vodka. And, you know, on the ship, it's duty free and blah, blah, blah. So they were having a sale. Two bottles of Grey Goose was like ridiculous. Like, it was a ridiculously good price. I can't remember what it was. So we got her the regular and we actually got ourselves the orange one. Tell me why we made
ain't nothing but a heartache.
Exactly. We mixed it with orange juice to make like a screwdriver. You couldn't taste the vodka and we got really drunk.
It's dangerous.
Really easy. And then I took a sip of it without anything, like just kind of took a shot of it. It was the most delicious thing I've ever had in my entire life.
Yeah. Grey Goose is
amazing. Needless to say, because I'm going on another cruise at the end of August, I am buying myself a bottle of orange Grey Goose.
I don't blame you.
It's worth it.
Mm-hmm.
So that was my story because you mentioned vodka and then I just kind of went on a tangent. So
it's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay. But yes, vodka would taste really good in this.
Okay. So, fair.
That's a thing.
Fair.
As Jovi mentioned in our intro, we are going to be talking tonight about true crime headlines that keep us up at night because even though we've been spoiling you by doing what we promised you we'd do.
2 weeks in a row.
Tell stories. No, I think it's been at least 3 weeks in a row.
3 weeks in a row. Yes, it was 3 weeks in a row.
3 weeks in a row.
Because you did two stories. I did one. Yes.
Exactly. So we have to kind of dial back a little bit, go back to true crime headlines. And I will tell you, there's a couple of reasons why. Number one, I had to travel for work this week. And also, this is my finals week. So I have to take a final this week. So I'm just like, my after work time is being spent cramming. So, yeah.
It's cray cray time.
It is cray cray time.
It's not always fun being an adult.
It's not. It is not.
It's not like it's only about 30% fun being an adult lately.
Yeah.
So there's that.
Yeah. And I am excited though, because once my finals are done this week, I have, I think, 2 weeks, I think. Maybe a week. No, I think 2 weeks off. And then I start, I have two classes for the summer semester and then I graduate.
Yay.
Yes.
That is exciting.
I get my bachelor's and I'm super, super excited because I went back as an adult because I didn't do well in my 20s. So I was like, you know what? I'm graduating exactly 1 month before I turn 40, like almost to the day.
That's kind of awesome though.
It is kind of awesome. I'm excited.
Not going to lie.
Yep. Before we jump into our true crime headlines, Jovi, anything exciting? Anything you're watching?
No. Honestly, no. I can't even tell you the last time I actually sat in front of a TV and watched anything, to be completely honest with you. I've been reading a lot because I'm in reading mode right now because it keeps my mind occupied. And since I am looking for a new therapist, I think it's the smartest thing to do right now. So I've been reading a lot. And plus, I went to my local bookstore. And it's not enough that I'm part of Book of the Month. No, no. I went a little ham and I bought 8 books. So I have a lot of books to read.
You're backlogged.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I couldn't help it. Like,
yeah,
there was a lot of them on sale. And like now they sell used books. So I'm like, okay. And now they buy back books. So I'm like,
that's nice.
Yeah. So I'm like, cool. I could read them and I could sell it back to them and then I could use the credit to buy more. And it's a never ending cycle. But yeah,
cycle.
No, not watching anything, but interesting story. I think I mentioned it on the podcast where I watched the documentary on Netflix about the scammer that would call like McDonald's and such and tell the manager that somebody stole something and they had the workers come back and like get naked and this, that, and the other thing.
You did not mention that on the podcast, but I do know that story. You did not. You didn't mention that one on the podcast. We talked about, which I was going to bring up. I watched the one about Malaysia Airlines.
Oh, you
that
did.
That you mentioned on the podcast. Yes. And I did watch it. I was going to talk about it in a second. But I do know that story because Georgia did it on My Favorite Murder. And it's so fucking upsetting.
It wasn't Georgia. It was Karen. Cause I just listened.
Did Karen do it?
Yes. Cause I was going to say, it's funny because I watched it and I was listening this morning on my drive to work and Karen did the story. I was like, oh my God, I actually know exactly what she's talking about. And I totally agree with her. It's very angering. It's very frustrating, you know, cause like, it's a terrible, terrible situation for everybody to be in. Every single person is a victim in their own right, especially the woman that just showed up for work and actually stayed overtime that day. You know what I mean? The one that she focused on out of however many happened, because I know it happened a lot.
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely check out that documentary on Netflix.
Do you remember what it's called?
I don't. I'm actually going to Google it real quick. I swear I really thought I mentioned it. I don't know. I'll have to figure it out and I will update you when I find it. But yeah, that's kind of what's going on right now. But I was just like, oh, yeah, because I love when I'm listening and it's stories that I know or stories that we covered. So I could be like, I knew that. Oh, I didn't know that.
I know details.
Right.
I know all the details.
And then like, if they didn't say something that we may have said when we covered the story, it's like, oh, you forgot to add this. So it's like, I don't know. I just really like listening when it's stories I know. So that made me very excited. But other than that, nah.
Yeah.
What about
you? I was able to watch two different Netflix documentaries over the weekend because my BF was out of the house all weekend working, which was honestly kind of nice. Mm-hmm. So I kind of dedicated myself to the couch on Saturday to watch some stuff. I watched the Malaysia Airlines one, mm-hmm. which I have to say I found very interesting, but then also found very unsatisfying mm-hmm. because of the fact that there's still no answer, mm-hmm. which obviously I know that there's no answer, but it's just, you watch this documentary and you feel like, even if you don't have the answer, I was waiting for somebody to come on and say, we don't know for sure, but likely this is exactly what it was. But it's, you actually just have like 6 or 7 competing theories.
Yeah.
So that was frustrating. It was very good, but it was frustrating and unsatisfying, but it was a very well done documentary. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then the other one I watched was about the Boston Marathon.
Oh,
bombing.
I wanted to watch that one.
It was also 3 episodes, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. Uh-huh. It was really good. It was really well done. And it was about like the manhunt after the fact, mm-hmm. which was very interesting. So it reminded me a lot of, did you watch the one where they were talking about the Night Stalker, original Night Stalker? No, original Night Stalker is not the right person. Just the Night Stalker, Richard Ramirez, mm-hmm. where they caught him. But it was all like from the police point of view, mm-hmm. of like how they caught him and how they were kind of so close so many times and then would miss him and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
It was very much similar to that, where it was from that perspective, the perspective of the investigators.
Okay.
And what they were able to do and kind of their thinking behind how quickly they released the information once they figured out who from the crowd it was and, you know, why we decided to do that. And once we found out their names, we decided to release their name because we could tell that we might have had a leak in the police force to the media. We wanted to get out ahead of it and control the message before it got out of the media. So it was very interesting.
Okay.
So yeah, I definitely recommend it. It was very, very good because I liked looking at it from that perspective of like, you know, unlike 9/11, the Boston Marathon is one of those types of things that we have so much footage and firsthand account of. Mm-hmm. Like, obviously you have a decent amount of that from 9/11. That's not what I'm saying. But like, I think because of the fact that it was more recent, you have more surveillance footage and more, I don't know, there's technology. Just something about it. Yeah. There was just a little bit more technology. So you can kind of really see it from that perspective, even a little bit more than you can with 9/11. Mm-hmm. And, yeah. So it was very interesting to watch. It was very, very interesting to see it from that investigator's point of view. Mm-hmm. So
nice.
10 out of 10. Would I recommend that
I'll
one?
I'll have to check it out. I'll add it to my list. Mm-hmm. Keep that ever growing list.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I have 2 true crime headlines tonight.
Mm-hmm. I only have 1.
All right. So do you want me to do one? You could do one and then I'll do my last.
Yes. Now my question to you is,
yeah,
are they both equally horrible?
No.
Okay. Why don't you do your horrible one first?
Okay.
Cause then
sounds good.
Mine is kind of like in between. So it'll kind
in
of
in between
make,
horrible and yeah.
And not like it's funny in a bit like you gotta be fucking kidding me kind of funny. You know what
gotcha.
I mean? Mm-hmm. Nobody dies. But
yes.
I think that'll be a nice medium. So yes, I think you should do the really bad one and then I'll go and then you could close out.
Okay. Well, and unfortunately, in my story, somebody does die.
Oh.
This story is so fucking upsetting. And this is local mm-hmm. to Jovi and I. Mm-hmm. But it is national news. It is all over the place. My article that I'm going to read from is from CNN. And it was most recently updated today, Wednesday, the 26th of April at only like 12:37 p.m.
Oh,
and
wow.
It is now 6:02. So it's recent updates. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this one's really upsetting. So the headline reads, man arrested in demonic murder and dismemberment of Uber Eats driver in Florida.
Ugh.
Yeah. So this person is an accused MS-13 gang member. He's been arrested in Holiday, Florida, and charged in what the sheriff described as a demonic murder of an Uber Eats delivery driver whose remains were found dismembered at the suspect's home last week.
Terrible. Fucking
awful.
Terrible. Fucking
horrifying.
Terrible.
Horrifying. So this person was a resident of the home where the driver had made the stop. It seemed as though he originally wanted to rob the Uber Eats driver, but like immediately killed him. According to the sheriff, it's just like so gruesome that they won't even get into details in any of the press releases or anything. It's just that terrible.
It's probably for the best.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. I'm sure.
And I know I hate to be this person, and I don't mean this to be I don't mean this to be judgmental, but I do at the same time, because I saw the picture of the guy who did the murdering, and he's fucking terrifying looking. And I can only imagine, just by the way his face looks. No, I'm not talking about the face tattoos. I'm just talking about that look he has. You could tell he is capable of doing fucked up shit.
The look in his eyes, the look on his face, I can't imagine that being the last thing you ever see.
Oh, no. No, I don't know. Absolutely not. And I mean, the face tattoos don't help, but like it has, honestly, if you have face tattoos, great. You know what? Whatever. Yeah. But like, I'm sure we'll post a picture of this fuck face, but like he's scary.
He's terrifying.
He's the things that nightmares are made of.
Exactly. Well, like I was talking about it with my boss today when we were in the car traveling today, and she was like, you know, the tattoos notwithstanding, she goes, a person's heart can change, right? Obviously, he had been in prison, which I'll get to in a moment while I'm going through the article, but you get out of prison, if you really have changed, you know, your heart can change, and you know, you maybe just haven't gotten around to getting those face tattoos removed yet, right? But like you said, Jovi, there's a look on his face that there's like nothing there but
dead eyes,
malcontent.
Yep.
You know,
yep. If looks could kill.
Malintent, not malcontent. So they did in this article, in the CNN article, name the victim, but I don't want to, strictly because the sheriff is declining to identify the victim. Right. And I don't want to say a name just in case what is here is not correct. But the gentleman who passed away, the person was 59 years old. Mm-hmm. It was the last time his wife had heard from him. He had texted her just before he dropped off the food to this home. So within minutes of the last text she received from him. And then of course she continued to text. He never replied, never came home. They're able to see him arrive at the door with the delivery bag at approximately 6:56 PM. So they see him on, I guess, like a Ring doorbell cam or that type of a situation. But then the camera does cut off early enough that you don't see like an attack happen or anything like that.
That might be for the
next. Correct. The next day, video from an additional home camera shows the supposed killer and another person carrying trash bags around the side of the house, one of which appears heavy and needed to be dragged across the ground. And when investigators opened the bags at the home on Friday, that's when they found what appeared to be the remains of the victim, which is awful.
Nope. That is so disrespectful. Like,
yeah.
Not only did you murder him, but now you're dragging his remains on the ground in a trash bag. Human garbage. You are human garbage, not the victim, the murderer.
Yeah.
It's human garbage.
They found the victim's wedding ring and car keys in the home. They also find, of course, blood evidence in the apparent killer's bedroom, as well as on the couch, sink, toilet, shower tiles, and a mop. They found the victim's car abandoned about a third of a mile from the suspect's home. Inside, they found a trash bag containing rags and paper towels appearing to have been stained with blood, a delivery bag similar to the one the victim was seen carrying in a surveillance footage, and a time card with the alleged killer's name on it. So he just tied himself right from his home to the car. I mean, like, he just put his stamp all over everything. Yeah, so this person had recently moved to Florida after being released from an Indiana prison in January following a more than 4-year sentence for assault and burglary charges, which the jump from assault and burglary immediately to murder and dismemberment is an insane jump,
big
in
time.
My opinion.
Agreed.
Like, that's a big jump.
Big time.
Big time.
Big time.
So yeah, we're writing a song. It's called Big Time. It's from New Girl, right? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it is. It's from Genslinger from the Thanksgiving episode. I want to do Big Time. We're doing a, writing a song called Big Time. He was initially arrested Friday for violating his parole out of Indiana and failing to register in Florida as a convicted felon. The felony murder charge was added on Monday after detectives gathered the evidence in the case. So just horrifying, terrifying, and fucking depressing and sad. And I feel so awful for the victim and for his wife and his loved ones that he went to work.
Yeah.
He went to work.
That's it.
And that makes my blood boil.
And you know what? And then, like, when I know we started discussing this a little bit before we started recording, and I was like, nope, I'm going to wait for the podcast until we started recording. What I don't understand, especially lately, with all these fucking shootings and whether they're actually killing people or just injuring them, they turn around in the wrong driveway, they get shot. They get in the wrong car, they get shot. They happen to be
knocks on the wrong door.
Why? Why? Like, what is going on?
I know.
What in these people's right mind? It happens.
They're not in their right mind.
No, I know, but why? Like, what happened up here that a switch went off? It was like, hey, you're not allowed to make mistakes. How dare you come knock on my door? You know, like, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Shit happens. You know what I mean?
Seriously, how many times?
I know.
How many times? How many times have you turned around another person's driveway?
A lot.
How many times? I don't remember ever going up to a wrong person's door, but I would never be fearful of it.
No.
Because it isn't a thing that you should be afraid to do.
No. And what if, God forbid, this person was coming up to a stranger's door to ask for help and then gets attacked? You know what I mean? Like, we are living in such a horrible world.
Mm-hmm.
Such a horrible time in history, in our mm-hmm. present history. That's a contradiction. Whatever. You know what I mean? It's terrifying. It's mm-hmm. absolutely terrifying. I am terrified to turn around anybody else's driveway. I won't do it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just go around the block.
Mm-hmm.
And especially in Florida, I just want to understand. I want to know what goes through these people's minds when they do shit like this. This poor man was bringing you food. Who's bringing you mm-hmm. fucking food? Now, did you order food with the intent to kill him?
With the intent? Right, exactly.
Was it like the story that I did 2 weeks ago where they purposely mm-hmm. ordered the pizza just to kill somebody? Was it that kind of a thing? Or were mm-hmm. you just bored? Was he on meth? Like, what?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know this had just happened and they're still looking into this, but it's just like,
mm-hmm.
it's fucking wrong. It's wrong. Yeah. These are innocent fucking people. He was mm-hmm. trying to make money to support his family. And this is the thanks he gets.
Mm-hmm. And like I said, if he was 59 years old, he might be retired or retired early and was like, you know what, make a few bucks. I'll drive Uber Eats because it's easy and whatever.
And then this is what he gets.
Mm-hmm.
I can't. I fucking hate what's going on in our world right now. I hate mm-hmm. every minute of it. I hate that every day we wake up and it's something like this. It's something new.
Mm-hmm.
But
I agree.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
Well, I can't wait to hear how this develops. I can't wait.
Yeah. I'm very curious of how this is all going to work out in the wash. I just, you know, it's just horrifying. It's just absolutely horrifying.
It really, really is.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so do you want me to do my headlines so we could laugh
please.
A little bit, lighten the mood a little bit?
Yes, please.
Okay, so honestly, again, because I judge books by their cover, like literal books by their cover. If your book has an ugly cover, I'm not going to read it. I judged this headline by its headline.
Well, it's kind of the point of headlines, though.
No, I know, but like... There will be some that I read. I'm like, oh, that's okay. No, I don't feel like reading it though. Like, but this, I was like, oh no, I have to read this. Okay. So this is from People, because People. And this was published on April 20th. So it is from last week, but still, that's okay. Headline reads, woman curses out judge who gave her 21 years for trying to kill a lookalike friend by poisoning cheesecake.
Okay.
Okay. You got it.
I had to follow that in my head. I had to like mentally map that out.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
okay.
I am going to apologize. These names that I'm going to attempt to say, they are Russian. So, they're going to be a little hard. So, I'm going to give it my best shot.
Was the friend a lookalike for her, the attempted murderer? Okay.
So Victoria Nazarova, 47, was convicted of a slew of charges, including attempted murder for lacing the dessert of her friend with poison in a plot to steal the woman's identity.
Oh, okay.
Okay. This woman was born in Russia. She now lives in New York. She lives in Brooklyn. Fuck you, Victoria, 47, of Sheepshead Bay, Brooklyn, shouted at Queens Supreme Court Justice Kenneth Holder after he sentenced her for trying to kill eyelash stylist Olga Tezvik in 2016 and the plot to steal the woman's identity. So this happened back in 2016, but they just sentenced her now. So instead of just like, okay, whatever, gonna
take it and go,
right, or fight it or whatever the case may be, no, she acts out. So I'm like, all right, I gotta read this a little more. I need to know a backstory. So as I kept reading, let me scroll down a little bit. Okay, so now after she does the 21 years, after she gets out, she has to do she's facing 5 years of supervision after she's released. So technically, I mean, yeah, she'll be free, but that's still in prison, you're still, in a sense.
Yeah.
Because you're watched.
You're still under custodianship.
Right, right. Now, in the summer of 2016, Victoria went to Olga's home in Forest Hills for an eyelash touch-up because fake eyelashes. And she brought her a box of cheesecake as a gift. So as she's doing her eyelashes, Victoria offered her a slice of the poison cheesecake that was poisoned with a powerful tranquilizer. And of course, she's eating poison-free slices to make it it's fine, blah blah blah. So of course, who would say no to cheesecake? Because
I fucking love cheesecake or cheesecake. Me too. I love cheesecake. Before I mentioned, I don't really like desserts that much. Cheesecake, exception to the rule. Yes. Cheesecake and ice cream are the exceptions to the rule. Yes. I will eat cheesecake and ice cream for like my meal. But I was going to say, like, if she poisoned the entire cheesecake, I would be dead because I can't eat just one slice of cheesecake. I'd be like,
put it this way. If that was your last meal, wouldn't you die happy? That's a good meal to have. It's cheesecake.
I don't disagree. I don't disagree.
Olga ate the cheesecake and then she started to feel sick about 20 minutes after eating the dessert.
Okay.
And she went to lay down. Well, her friend found her, not the one that tried to kill her.
Okay.
A friend found her the next day unconscious and with pills scattered all around her body, which Victoria purposely placed there to make it look like she died by suicide.
Nice.
Yeah.
I mean, awful, but nice.
Yeah.
Because she didn't die.
Correct. So. Correct. Nice. So she was taken to the hospital. She recovered. And when she returned home, she discovered that her passport and her employment authorization card were missing, along with a gold ring and other valuables. So this fucking ransacked her shit.
And she was like, ooh, you had one slice of cheesecake. That's it. I'm home free.
I'm going to take the other parts of the cheesecake that are not poisoned along with your shit.
I'm going to take the rest of my unpoisoned cheesecake and your shit and get out of here.
Yep. And it says here, at the time of the murder attempt, the victim and Victoria resembled one another. Both had dark hair, the same skin complexion, and other similar traits. And additionally, they were both Russian speakers.
Okay. Because I was like, I mean, we both, like,
I know.
If that's the only three things that qualify, like, we both speak English.
I know.
We both have dark hair and are, like, white and wear glasses. Like, I could kill you with cheesecake and steal your shit, too.
True. This is fair.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm actually kind of sad that they didn't put a side-by-side. I'm going to see if I could find
one. Yeah.
I'm going to see if I could find one so I could post it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I want to see. And it also says that this is not Victoria's first run-in with the law.
Oh, lady. Uh-huh.
She's wanted in Russia on murder charges in connection with the 2014 death of her neighbor at the time, 54-year-old Alla Alexenko. Apparently, she fled to New York after she was accused of killing this woman and stealing her money. So this is a trend.
Victoria.
This is a trend.
Hang it up, lady. Relax.
She also allegedly seduced the lead detective in her prosecution in that case, and he allegedly facilitated her escape.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I do love a good, like, corrupt
official
involved in crazy shit like that. Yeah. It's a movie. That's a movie.
It's a movie. 100. This whole story is a fucking movie.
That's what I'm saying. The whole thing's a movie.
And of course, she denied any kind of involvement. In...
Well, yeah, and then she said, fuck you.
Exactly. Exactly. And I think that's all the interestingness. But of course, they are going to appeal.
Of course.
But yeah. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. But I needed to share this story because I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Like, I'm very glad that Olga did not die.
Yeah.
Because that would have been really sad. And this story wouldn't have has been as amusing. Not amusing.
Oh, no. Yeah, no. I know what you mean.
Yeah.
All I could picture, though, when you're telling me about how she's like, no, come on, eat the cake. It just reminds me. Eat the cake. It just reminds me of that part in fucking The Help.
Oh,
Eat my shit.
Oh, my God. I just watched that movie.
I fucking love that movie.
But that long ago.
Excuse me? Well, you just did.
Yeah, you did. Great movie. Oh, great book. 10 out of 10. Would recommend.
Yes. Yes.
But yeah, that is
the book. The book of The Help is definitely better, but the movie is fantastic.
For sure. Yeah. But yeah, that is my true crime headline.
I love it.
Yeah. Cheesecake.
Eat my shit.
Eat my cheesecake.
Doesn't have the same ring.
No,
to
it. It doesn't. It just, I had to try though. So do share your next one.
Well, guys, we're going back to South Carolina.
Oh my God.
And you know that can only mean one thing.
Murdoch!
There is an update for Alec Murdoch.
Oh yes. Oh, it's been a couple of weeks.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
It's been a while. Okay, so this was published on April 25th. So okay. 2 days ago, or yesterday, mm-hmm. Tuesday, mm-hmm. 25th. And Alec Murdoch, convicted of killing his wife and son. Yeah, he was. Convicted murderer.
It's not going to get old. Hearing that is not going to get old.
Nope. Mm-mm. I actually, you know what? I'm going to rewrite that real quick. Convicted murderer, Alec Murdoch. He was indicted by a grand jury last week on new charges.
Ooh.
So new charges for Alec. He was charged with 2 additional counts of tax evasion. This was on Thursday of last week.
Okay.
So when you guys are listening to this, if you listen to it on release day, exactly 1 week from when you're listening to it, mm-hmm. 1 week ago from the day you're listening. He already faced 99 charges related to unreported taxes, fraud, stolen money, and other alleged financial crimes.
Ooh, he's in it. He is in it deep.
Deep. In December, the South Carolina Attorney General's office said Murdoch owed nearly $500,000 in state taxes. And they estimated he did not report $6.9 million worth of income earned through illegal acts.
No shit. Yeah.
Yep. The latest indictment is for tax years 2020 and 2021,
ooh,
during which the attorney general said Murdoch failed to report more than $2.1 million worth of income gained illegally. The indictment says the funds were part of his ongoing scheme to defraud PMPED, or PIMPED, which makes me laugh the law office, and its clients of legal settlement money. During his trial for the murders of Maggie and Paul Murdoch, he admitted on the witness stand to lying and stealing from clients, his former law firm, and friends. Yes. And this was published on foxcarolina.com, local Fox affiliate. Alec added
trash.
2 more charges, so apparently now we're up to 101 financial charges for Alec.
Damn,
they just keep racking up.
I'm okay fucker. With this.
What a fucker.
making it rain uh-huh. charges.
Yep. Well, it was funny. So the reason, I have a toe cramp.
A toe cramp or a finger cramp?
Toe cramp.
It's the sugary drink getting to you.
I think it is. Ooh, okay, I got it. Anyway, the only reason why I know that this happened, I feel like fucking sugar is getting me all like sugar rushed. Ooh. I feel like cornholio. I need TP for my bunghole. Yesterday, we were, my boss, well, actually my two bosses and I were sitting in a conference room trying to like flesh out this stupid thing that we're doing. Mm-hmm. And which it's not stupid if you're listening to this. I love you. And so my VP looks at me and she's like, so we finally watched the Netflix documentary about that guy from South Carolina. I'm like, Alec Murdoch. She's like, yeah. So I was like, oh, did you love that? So I asked her, I was like, have you watched the HBO one yet? They don't have HBO. So I was like, I implore you to do the free trial and just watch the one because it's fucking phenomenal. I'm like, Netflix one was good. HBO one was better.
Yeah.
But she's like, that is so crazy. So then my boss was asking about it. I was like, oh, I could talk about it.
You literally can. You like literally can.
Mm-hmm. And like, just when I think I'm done talking about it, I'm like, oh, and then another thing happened. Like, I can just keep talking about it over and over again. So we started talking about it and I was like, I said to her, I was like, did you listen to our episode about the Murdoch murder? She's like, no. And I'm like,
do listen,
you have to catch up because now, right, it's one of my favorite episodes I ever did.
It's a great episode.
Mm-hmm. I was like, the Murdoch murders episode and the Menendez brothers are my two favorites. But
damn.
Like, so because we were talking about it, I just happened to like look him up. I'm like, what's going on with that trash hole? There he is.
Yep.
Oh, he is. Two more charges. Convicted murderer.
Burn him at the stake. Burn him at the stake. God. It's so.
He's not good enough to be associated with witches.
No, he's not.
Witches are cooler than he ever could be.
This is true. That they are. The book I'm reading now is about witches.
Is it?
No. Actually, no. The book I just finished is about witches. The book I'm reading now is about mediums in 1840.
Interesting.
It's historical fiction. It's great. Yes. It is great. But anyway, wonderful. That is wonderful. I am so glad he's getting his ass handed to him. Like, it is.
Yep.
It is victorious.
I just love that he thought that. I don't know what, I really am so curious about the strategy they were playing with when they requested a speedy trial for the murder trial. Like, I really want to understand the thought process behind that.
Yeah.
Because, like, wouldn't you actually flip-flop that? Wouldn't you want a speedy trial for the financial crimes? Because you already, like, we all kind of know that that's what's happening. Yeah. Because we can read the paper trail and we see where that's going.
You would think.
So, like, wouldn't you rather get that over with and then really concentrate all your resources on trying to prove that you didn't kill your wife and child?
You would think. Because that makes sense. And it seems like the logical thing to do.
But to me, I think that like just goes to show what where the value lies for him. The value doesn't lie in his family.
Nope.
The value lies in the money, the wealth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the appearances.
Yep.
And for him to prove that like, no, that was my $6 million in income. It wasn't obtained illegally or whatever the fuck he's going to say.
Lies and deceit.
Yeah. Lies and deceit.
Damn, bro.
You know, if the government can get Wesley Snipes for not filing his taxes, they're going to find you, Alec Murdoch.
Absolutely.
You're not more powerful than Blade.
No.
Okay.
You're really not.
Okay.
You're not as cool as Blade either.
You're not as cool as Noxzema from Tu Wong Fu.
No, you are not.
Mm-mm.
Oh my God. I love that movie.
Me too.
If you haven't seen that movie, go watch it right now. Or we can't be friends. That's it.
Why are you crying? yeah. I love Tu Wong Fu.
Me too.
Well guys. Did we just say that at the same time?
Yes, we did.
Yeah. Didn't even plan that.
No, we did not. We did not. I don't even think we were looking at the camera.
We
honestly.
Weren't. Neither of us were looking at the camera when we said that.
We are so in sync, you guys.
God, we totally are.
Are you doing the outro or am I?
I can do the outro.
Okay.
Guys, thank you so much for listening.
Charlie make is sure on that.
I am on freaking Taco Bell sweetness. Make sure you like, rate, review, subscribe wherever it is that you're listening to this episode of the podcast. Make sure you also tell a friend. You can find us on social media, Instagram at Bed Crime Stories. If you have any story ideas, you can either send us a DM on Instagram or you can shoot us an email, bedcrimestoriespod@gmail.com. bedcrimestoriespod@gmail.com. We love you all very much. We think you're all really great. We love you all so much. Thank you so much for listening, as always. Please be kind.
Be the Band-Aid.
Yes, please. Thank you so much. I think that's all we usually say, right?
Usually, yeah.
Well, guys, have a great night, day, evening, morning, wherever it is that you're listening to us. And we'll talk to y'all next week. But until then,
sweet dreams.
Our theme song is the song Industrial Music Box by Kevin MacLeod at incompetech.com. Licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0. creativecommons.org/licenses/by/3.0.